This is Dr. David dictating a follow-up progress report on Christie, Christy, last name Goff, G-O-F-F. Her date of birth is January 29, 1972. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Sears, Dr. Khera, thank you for your continued support. Christy is a 51-year-old female who initially was seen on April 20, 2023, when she presented with large abdominal mass with pain going on for 6 months. The mass was huge, filling entire abdomen with hard consistency. A patient had a CT scan which showed a sickle mass with huge metastatic lesions in the abdominal cavity, some enlargement of the uterus. Her lab was significant for CEA, which was 1,219. CA 125 was 251. She subsequently was referred to Dr. Khera, who did a colonoscopy and biopsy, came back as positive for adenocarcinoma. Patient was then referred to Dr. Dr. Alexander Gairdaski, G-A-I-D-A-R-S-K-I, Alexander Gairdaski of Texas Oncology, whose office is in East Dallas, actually in Rockwall. The patient had a surgery on June 5. She had open right hemicolectomy, total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral sarpingophorectomy, with resection of the liver and debulking of most of the visible peritoneal masses. The path was PT3 and M1C. Patient did reasonably well postoperatively. She subsequently was seen by me, and she was started on systemic chemotherapy, I think, in early August. While her chemotherapy was started, 5-FU was not available, and so patient was started on Flox with Avastin. She was getting capecitabine 2000 milligram BID, oxaliplatin 200 milligram IV every 3 weeks, Avastin 600 milligram IV every 3 weeks. Patient did extremely well. Her CEA came down to about 17, which is where it is stuck now. The last lab showed almost normal CBC and CMP, liver functions are normal, CEA is 18. Patient has been a smoker all along. New paragraph. Patient is now complaining of tingling and numbness involving both lower extremity. Since last two times, we have tried to decrease her Zaloda to 1500 milligram twice daily and cut down oxaliplatin to about 150 milligram IV every 3 weeks. Avastin has stayed at 600. The patient has done well as far as this neuropathy, and it has not changed any in last 1 month. However, I feel that to have continued good response, we may need to switch her from oxaliplatin and Zaloda to Folfiri with Avastin. We were trying to get infusion pump arranged, but so far we have not been successful. New paragraph. Her physical exam today, she is five feet 7 inch tall, weighing 142, blood pressure 141/75, eyes ENT and remarkable, lymph node negative in the lung, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowels active, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, colon cancer with extensive metastasis, status post resection. Diagnosis 2, strong family history of colon cancer, in that her grandfather and her father both died of colon cancer. New paragraph. Recommendations, will go ahead and give her oxaliplatin 150 milligram today with Avastin 600 milligram IV prior. Dexamethasone, Benadryl and Eloxi was given. Patient tolerated chemotherapy well. She is now advised to come for follow-up in 3 weeks. Meanwhile, I did discuss with the patient that if we cannot arrange for the 5-FU infusion, then I may have to transfer her care to another physician in town, and she is agreeable. We probably will wait till Monday to do so. Thank you. This is a follow-up progress report on Christy Goff. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Sears and Dr. Kara. Thank you.